Now, fewer than 30% of Irish citizens have drafted their own wills, with those 70% say we didn't get around to it, or maybe we have a reluctance to do it, or maybe, you know, you tempt fate in some way. Some people consider it morbid or just don't have the information they need. Well, the Money Doctor, John Lowe, has launched a new service about wills and joins us on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. New thing you're getting involved in is wills and probate. But in general, let's talk about in general about wills. I mean, why should anybody have a will, especially if they feel young and healthy?
Well, once you have assets over 25,000, Declan, it's important, first of all, that you realise that there's a process that you have to go through when you're dead, which is called probate. Probate is the entire legal administration of a dead person's possessions. They call it the estate, or what they own. So it's messy, it's very, and it can be expensive as well if you die without a will, because that's called intestate, which means that one of your loved ones, your family, and it happens, you know, every day of the week, people are dying without a will. They have to then employ a solicitor to go to the High Court to get a thing called letters of administration. That's time, money, and delays, because you still have to go through the probate process. And that's why it's so simple just to create. 70% of this nation, Declan, do not have a will, which is madness. And the reason for that is there's lots of reasons. Ignorance, misinformation, misconceptions, apathy, fear of cost, fear of solicitors' offices, legal jargon, a whole raft of things. But it really is, I try to simplify everything, as you know, and I bring it down to the basics. And this is really a basic, a really good package for those 70%. The other 30% are people who have got, obviously, relatively wealthy estates. I mean, I'm not talking about the Tony O'Reillys, the Michael O'Learys of this world, because they need a battery of accountants, let alone solicitors, to look after their estates. But you're talking about, you know, the John Lowe's of this world, who, you know, have one or two properties, have got a car, a set of golf clubs, a decent guitar, and you want to leave it to somebody. So it's a simple will.
And what are the constrictions of a will? If you've got dependent children, well, we won't say dependent, if you've got children, they might be grown up or whatever, are you constricted in some way if you want to leave somebody out or double up with somebody else? Is it your will, or is some, are there some entitlements that you have to tick off first of all?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, I mean, you can go to citizensinformation.ie and you can get the components of what a will constitutes. So you're talking about, you have to nominate an executor, you have to, and that executor, I mean, again, to avoid all ambiguity, I am saying that you should have the name, the address, the full heir code, the PPS number, so there's no ambiguity as to who this person is. And the same for the witnesses. You need to have your signature. You're the attestator, by the way, and you have to have your signature witnessed by two people who cannot benefit from that will. Same thing is, how many times, you know, in the past, you know, a solicitor might get the secretary who comes in and scriggles something on the, where it says witness, and, you know, 20 years later, 30 years later, she's gone, the solicitor's gone, they don't know who this person is, and it's contested. So, the two witnesses, air codes, their full address, names, and the PPS number, so there's no ambiguity as to who these people are. They only have to witness your signature. They don't have to see what's in the will either. They just have to witness your signature, and you have to date it. And the other thing is, being of sound mind, which is a very important phrase in all of these wills, it means that if you have any kind of a medical issue, you've got to go to a doctor or a specialist, and you get a certificate of competence stating that you have the ability to sign a will. And that's a very simple thing. And you know, I've also put in an enduring power of attorney. Again, just to flag it, you will have to go to the High Court and through a solicitor to get this effected. But a lot of people don't even know what an enduring power of attorney is. You know, with the onset of, say, dementia or Alzheimer's or another medical condition, you may need one of your loved ones to look after your financial affairs while you're still living. And that's what the enduring power of attorney does. So this package, essentially, is three Word documents. You can go to lots of websites, Declan, and I don't trust any of them. And I certainly won't leave any of my personal information on those websites. So what this does is you get Word documents down, your preferred will template. There are only six types, And those six types, there are three which are single, legally separated or divorced, with children under 18, without children, and with adult children. And then you have the same three for married or civil union, with children under 18, with adult children, or with no children. So you when you click on one of those, it's a Word document. So you print it off and handwrite it in, or you put it on your laptop, your iPad, or your PC, and you fill it in. But you keep it, and it's on your laptop, not mine, not my website. The same with the list of assets and personal information. This is a six-page document, again, a Word document, which covers all the stuff that you have, your property, your accounts, your PC password, your mobile password, your PPS number, your pensions issues that you may have, anything that you have of a possession, your guitar, your golf clubs, all on this six-page document. In a Word document, or you can handwrite it in. And then the third document, which is a Word document, is that enduring power of attorney. So then you've got five other documents, and those five other documents are PDF files. One of them is Coping with Bereavement. It's from my book last year. It's a chapter on how to do it, from the will to the probate. You know, the probate is the most simple operation, really. I did my own mum's, Declan, a few years ago. And there's eight children in our family. And my sister is a barrister, and my nephew-in-law is a senior counsel. It's a very simple operation. You fill out a form, you go down to the probate office, you make an appointment with a personal representative, it takes 20 minutes, that's it. You get a grant of probate.
Okay, so that's what makes it legal as such, by going to the probate when you print all that.
Well, the thing is that a lot of people don't even know what probate is. If you did the Vox Pop, you know, in Bray, and asked, you know, every second person, what is probate? They wouldn't know. A lot of them don't know. Probate is the entire legal administration of a dead person's possessions, their estate. You have to go through this legal process. Anything over, you know, 25,000. So once you've got that, you have to kind of nominate, fill out this form, and you have to say who you're giving these possessions to. I mean, you know, under the capital acquisition tax thresholds, there are three thresholds, Declan. A is for parents to child. The current threshold is 335,000. The second threshold is aunt, uncle, brother, sister, nephew, niece. That's 32,500. That's also by their grandchildren. And then the third one is, you know, you to me. You could put in your will, Declan, give John Lowe, my friend, 16,250 euros, and I would not pay a cent in tax on that, because it's a gift from you.
Okay, I see. Well, don't be expecting much, okay? But the thing is, what I was wondering about, is there any constraints on people? Is your will, you know, the will, this is it. I've got three children, and one of them that I'm not too fond of because they did a dirty on me from time back, and they're not getting as much as the other two. Is that legal to do?
Well, the funny thing is, under the Succession Act of 1965, if you die intestate, which is no will, those children will actually get, believe it or not, if you die without a will and you're married and you have if you die intestate, your wife gets two-thirds, and your spouse, rather, and your children get a third. If you write a will, your partner is entitled to one-third, and your children two-thirds, theoretically. But you can, I mean, once they've gone past, say, third level, and you put them through third level, and they're now out, and they've flown from the nest, you can, this kind of disown them and decide not to give them. I mean, if you look at, Warren Buffett has given virtually 99% of his money to the Bill Gates Foundation, although I think he's reviewing that at the moment. But the reason is he's not giving his to his kids because, you know, well, why would you give kids billions of dollars? You know, what are they going to do with it? So, I mean, you can decide on what you want to do with your money, but generally it would go to your spouse initially, and then whatever. If you predecease her, then it's up to the spouse then to do what they like with the total funds. But the six templates and the three kind of Word documents, which is one of those six templates, the list of assets and your personal information, plus an enduring, and the five PDF files, it's only €50. It's the whole thing, and you can instruct your executor.
Well, you'll have to, there'll be people who'll be very afraid of all that and maybe have to look at their solicitors, because that's the tradition. And I know there's more complicated ones, but the message you want to say is that from the money doctor's point of view, to make money simple, that you have got this service up and running.
Well, number one, you can draft it yourself, Declan. And secondly, not only do you draft it yourself, but you can instruct your own executive, the person who looks after your administration when you die, to do the probate. Moneydoctors.ie/wills. It's all on that website.
John Lowe, thanks very much indeed. Good morning to you.
Thanks, John.